Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all. This is Inside the District. It's Tuesday, October 22nd, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Breaking casting news from this morning, Joey Fatone is returning to Broadway for a brief run as Lance Dubois in Anne Juliet. He will replace original cast member Paolo Jott, who plays his final performance on January 19th. The former member of NSYNC was last seen on Broadway as a replacement in the 2003 revival of Little Shop of Horrors. Fatone begins with the Max Martin Jukebox musical on January 21st and will stay with the company through March 16th. And Juliet continues at the Stephen Sondheim Theater. Also breaking this morning, a Broadway bombshell has been dropped. Smash is officially coming to Broadway in the spring. Loosely based on the 2012 television series of the same name, it follows the making of Bombshell, a fictional Broadway musical about Marilyn Monroe and the chaos, drama, and hilarity that ensues behind the scenes. The cast is chock full of familiar Broadway faces, including Robin Herder as Ivy, the lead actress, Caroline Bowman as Karen, Ivy's understudy, Brooks Ashmanskas as the director, John Bellman and Krista Rodriguez as the songwriters, Christine Nielsen as an acting coach, Jacqueline B. Arnold as the show's producer, Bella Coppola as a stage manager, and Casey Garvin as Karen's husband. An 11-person ensemble and 5 swings were also announced today. Complete casting will be announced later. Unlike most Broadway-bound productions, Smash did not have an out-of-town tryout, instead opting to hold several staged readings in front of public audiences at Hunter College earlier this year. Music and lyrics for Smash are by Mark Shaman and Scott Whitman, with a book by Bob Martin and Rick Ellis, choreography by Joshua Burgos, and direction by Susan Stroman. The lead producers of the project are Neil Marin, Robert Greenblatt, and Steven Spielberg. Previews for Smash begin March 11th. Opening night is April 10th at the Imperial Theater. Tickets will go on sale to the public on October 28th at 10 a.m. Eastern. For more information, visit smashbroadway.com. The Broadway company of Stephen Sondheim's Old Friends was nearly finalized this afternoon. Joining the previously announced Bernadette Peters and Lea Salonga, reprising their performances from last year's acclaimed London production, will be a slew of Broadway and West End powerhouses alike, including Jasmine Forsberg, Kate Jennings Grant, David Harris, Bonnie Langford, Beth Level, Gavin Lee, Ryan McCartan, Jason Pennycook, Joanna Riding, Jeremy Sacombe, Maria Wearies, and Daniel Yearwood. Forsberg can currently be seen as Jane Seymour in Six, while Harris currently plays the Duke of Monroth in Moulin Rouge. Departure dates for both of them have yet to be announced. The company of Stephen Sondheim's Old Friends will also include Kevin Early, Paige Faure, Alexa Lopez, and Peter Neruther. One more co-star will be announced later. Stephen Sondheim's Old Friends begins previews March 25th. Opening night is April 8th at the Samuel J. Friedman Theater. It will run through June 1st. Tickets are now on sale to the general public at telecharge.com. In a bold move, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child is reducing its New York running time for a second time. Rehearsals are currently underway for the new version, which now clocks in at under 3 hours, including intermission. It recently premiered in Chicago upon the launch of its first national tour. The new version will premiere in New York on November 12th. When it first opened on Broadway in 2018, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child was a two-part play that ran for a total of 5 hours and 15 minutes. When it returned to Broadway after the COVID shutdown, it was reduced to one single part at 3.5 hours. In a statement, lead producers Sonia Friedman and Colin Callender said, "From the very beginning, we and the creative team have challenged ourselves to find new and innovative ways to bring the extraordinary storytelling and stagecraft of Harry Potter and the Cursed Child to life. This innovative process has continued since the original production first opened in London in 2016, with the show evolving creatively as it has expanded across the globe. We are thrilled that director John Tiffany, writer Jack Thorne, and the entire original creative team were able to reunite over the last few months to revisit and explore the original material, creating this new version of the show, which now runs under 3 hours, especially for Broadway. We are incredibly excited to announce that it will soon land at the Lyric Theater. We were delighted by the ecstatic reception of this new version of our spectacular show when we premiered it in Chicago last month, and we can't wait to see our extraordinary new cast bring it to life on stage in New York starting in November. And finally, today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending October 20th. Broadway's box office continues to climb, even following a holiday week. With three new shows joining the boards, total gross rose to about $34.7 million all across, with attendance rising as well. The new musical Maybe Happy Ending got off to an underwhelming start at the Belasco Theater, grossing just $241,000 to 81% full houses over its first five previews. It is, though, getting very positive early word of mouth and may boost those totals in the coming weeks. A Wonderful World, the Louis Armstrong musical, played its first seven previews at Studio 54, taking in a more modest $637,000. And for its first preview at the newly restored Palace Theater, Tammy Faye, Sir Elton John's newest musical about the late televangelist, grossed over $167,500 and was one of 22 of Broadway's 35 running shows to play at 90% capacity. Six of those 22 sold out their houses for the week. Longer-running shows experienced sizable six-figure drops after the tourist market had boosted their totals for Indigenous Peoples Day weekend. Conversely, some more recent titles, such as Suf's, Hell's Kitchen, Our Town, and McNeil, rose by six figures in total gross. The Notebook grossed over $715,000 at the Gerald Schoenfeld Theater for Joy Wood's final week in the musical. She is preparing to play Louise in the revival of Gypsy, beginning previews next month. And for the first time since the week ending June 23rd, Anne Juliet reached seven figures. Original cast member and Tony nominee Betsy Wolfe also played her final performance on Sunday as Anne Hathaway after over 2 years involved with the project. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.